Okay, it's Tom and Steven and Jamie, and we are well, fresh out of customs and back in the city, and we just came from the Detroit Music Awards, and I think I speak for everybody, and I'd like to just pass this around and see what your take is. But it felt like the event started slow.
Yes.
Don't laugh at my passport photo. Just focus. You're like Shane. Listen, it felt like it started slow, and we decided to divide and conquer instead of getting caught up in like hanging out as a trio and just depending on each other for conversation. And I met some really interesting people. I met some people who are in really terrible bands, and I met some people who are in really good bands. And the people who were in really good bands or in terrible bands, they were all good people.
Yeah.
And I sensed a real interest in what we were, what our cause was.
Absolutely.
You notice that?
Yes.
So who did you, is there a highlight for you for the night or what?
Well, I think the interesting thing, I think you nailed the nail on the head that Kevin was probably the best contact we made musically.
Yes.
And he has been, and he was... And I mean, it's funny because I'm sure if you heard the first audio boo that we were like, we're going to see Detroit's best. And I came across thinking that we didn't see Detroit's best.
Agreed.
That I think we actually saw the most commercial side of Detroit's music scene, where it was the riff crowd. It was the light jazz crowd. It was the crowd of people that looked to the radio or commercial radio for... to tell them what to listen to and not to actually look and think for themselves, kind of a thing.
Yes.
And I think that was kind of when meeting Kevin was kind of like, he was like, yeah, no, but none of the bands that, the kind of bands that I think we were looking to network with, he was like, yeah, none of them will be here.
Yeah.
And he was only there because his girlfriend was the editor of Real Detroit, so.
No.
Don't let Steven talk. He's going to talk about all the girls that gave him phone numbers and...
You know what? I have to pause. Hang on a second. We'll be back. So, yeah, I think... it's Kevin. Kevin Sullivan is the gentleman we met, and he is in a couple of bands, just so you can check for the sake of checking, because he was nice enough to kind of give us the real scoop on what was going on. His bands were... he's in the Kelly Jean Caldwell band.
That's a sweet band.
Yeah, and it's like a folk rock band, right?
Yeah.
So he's in Kelly Jean Caldwell, and he's in Bad Faces Clan, and
it was very much like a sort of Tom Waits meets Neil Young.
Yes.
And then in the last year or so, they've opened up for Black Mountain, Pink Mountaintops, Jesse Sykes. So they've done some good gigs.
Yeah, we were really lucky to meet with Kevin. I saw him standing there, and there was something about him that I saw myself in him going, what, who can I connect with in this building? And I just asked him, I said, you look like you play music. Do you play music? Yeah. And he was super cool to all of us when we finally stopped to talk to him. And it was a good connection. I don't know, Steven, besides disappearing with Jamie into the basement to eat Mexican food and free drinks and not telling me about it, what did you garner from the experience that you were most proud of or at least most... excited about.
Royal Oak makes some kick-ass Mexican nachos.
Zumba.
Zumba.
Yeah.
Sorry, it was Michigan. So Z-U-M-B-A.
You can tell Tom never been in a touring band of any sort.
So did you have anything that you wanted to push, promote, or be proud of?
The promoter of
the girl from Detroit Red Wings singing the national anthem.
Apparently,
if you're posting this, then
I'm not. Oh, okay, I won't. I'm just there's a particular performer who everybody who likes hockey in Detroit has definitely seen at one point or another. Who is socially very friendly and like Steven. Okay, Steven. So, what did you like about the Detroit Music Awards? You have like 30 seconds.
The woman who promotes this, organizes this event, and organizes Detroit.
Terry, right? Terry.
Yeah, Terry. She's an amazing person, and she's got big hair, and she's a great person. And if anybody, after speaking to her, if anybody questions going to any of these events, especially this Jazz Fest, because it's coming up on Labor Day weekend,
go take care of their media and their talent like crazy.
Go and check out Jazz Fest. Even if you don't like jazz, I don't like jazz either, but go and check it out, because she is a wonderful woman.